Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Mayor Jim Mueller joins us on today's program to talk about the end of his 16 years serving on the Pella City Council.
First of all, as you think about 2019 and what it means with all these exciting projects going on, obviously you won't be a part of the council for 2020, but a lot of excitement that's building for things that'll be moving into the future.
Andrew, I appreciate the opportunity to come in today and chat with you. Before I even get into that, I would like to just take this opportunity to thank the citizens of Pella for the honor of serving as the mayor and city council member for the last 16 years. I've enjoyed it a great deal and have gotten to know so many people and gotten to serve with so many fine individuals that I wanted to just make sure that I said thank you for that opportunity. As far as what we've been able to accomplish in the last year and looking back, we've made an awful lot of progress on developments and really getting things organized in a way that will have future success. One of the great things that I'm really looking forward to that we've gotten started is this telecommunication utility. I think that's something that will provide a great benefit to the community as a whole going forward for the next 10, 15, 20 years. A couple of the other things that we've really focused on, obviously, are continuing to focus on infrastructure, whether it's street repairs, street replacements. We've done a lot of the underground conversions. We finally completed that project where all of our electrical is now underground. As you know, in Iowa, the weather can be unpredictable as you get into December and January. And it's really nice to know that we really have very little worry when it comes to having a significant winter storm impact where we have lots of ice and lots of outages. I know our businesses and industries really appreciate that as well, knowing that they can continue with their production and be in a good position in order to continue to move forward with that. So those are just a few of the things that we've been able to accomplish. Boy, I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about just briefly and mention the water treatment plant, bringing that new reverse osmosis online this year and getting that up and operational with a new Jordan well so that we're now not tied to the river water. Now we've got a deep water well and able to treat that. That, again, is very forward-thinking, looking at, what are we going to do in 20 years? What are we going to do in 5 years? What are we going to do as population grows, demands on utilities continues to build? Those are the things that we've been focused on and been able to do. And it's not all about infrastructure, and it's not all about streets and water and those kind of things. It's about the social aspects as well. I really love the ability that we've been able to have with the sports park, bringing that online to begin with, and then also now to expand it in this last year so that next year now we'll be able to look at and have additional fields for kids to play on and be able to host more tournaments and those things. Again, not only from a Pella usage standpoint, but also it's an economic driver that now we'll be able to host more tournaments and people will be able to come into town, stay in the hotels, eat at the restaurants, do shopping in town. It's just going to provide a great benefit going forward.
Well, and what's been interesting about this year, too, is not only, as you mentioned, things that have been accomplished, but really laying the foundation for some big development projects when we talk about Oskaloosa Street and that corridor. In fact, one of your last official acts and appointments was that committee. And then, of course, the community center has been a huge talking piece. Those things are not going to be completed under your watch, but this council in this past year, a lot of foundational work that went into two projects that people are going to care a great deal about when they start seeing it kind of move forward.
And that's you make a great point, Andrew, in that a lot of the things that we work on and work on behind the scenes that people never see are things that will come up in another 2 years or 3 years, just like it happened for me 16 years ago when I started. The prior mayor and council had things in progress that we were able to finish. A great example is that underground conversion. That had been going on for 10 years before I ever got involved in city politics. We were now able to finalize that and complete that project, another 20 years down the road. Very similar with the telecommunications process that's now been kicked off. Yes, we got it started. Yes, we've started laying some of the groundwork, but that's going to pay dividends down in the future. And we're really counting on mayor and council going forward in order to step into those roles and continue to support those, which I'm quite sure that they will. Everybody's excited about those kind of things. The Oskaloosa Street reconversion and upgrade is something that we're excited about. about. That will be going on. The downtown infrastructure and upgrade will be going on as well. And rightfully, you bring up the community center. That's something that is a need for the community, and we need to determine what is the right course of action in order to support the needs of the community and make sure that we can put it in a way and fund that in a way that is financially responsible. You can go out and spend all kinds of funds, but we also want to make sure that we're in a position that we can fund it appropriately and not raise taxes. That's probably one of the things that, frankly, I'm very pleased with being able to say over the last 16 years, our property tax rate has not changed. It's still $10.20 per thousand. That's the same as it was when I started and was probably that way even for a few years before. So being able to hold the line on that has been a phenomenal testament to the community and to the administration. Not me personally, but to the city administration. And I hold those guys in high regard of being able to manage those expenses.
With some of these projects we're talking about, we're going to maybe see a few more new faces we already have in terms of the telecom utility and other projects. But, you know, we talk a lot about the city council level. I don't think many people get to see what our staff and our administrators and our department heads are doing to make that reality, because there's a lot of people putting in a lot of hours to make sure we're not having to raise taxes and hire even more staff.
Probably the one thing that I would say that I'm going to take away from my years of service that I will cherish the most, and that is getting to know and working with some very talented and very dedicated people at all levels. Whether you're city administration or line guys, or you run a truck, or work in the sewer water department, or a billing specialist, I have thoroughly enjoyed getting to know and working with all the staff at all levels. And they are a very dedicated, talented group. And I really want to stress to the citizens how lucky we are to have such a fine group working on our behalf and watching over our best interests. And that being said, I also want to call out all of the volunteers and everything that really jump in and help out with tulip time, with redoing the parks, with anything, any services, planting the tulips, anything that we find is needed for the community. People are always willing to jump in and say, yeah, I can help with that.
Hear more from outgoing Mayor Jim Mueller tomorrow on Let's Talk Pella. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIACableS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of West Sioux Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.